lost forever, babe, and can we make a start?
I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. Residents across Luxembourg are being urged to limit outdoor activity and drink plenty of water, as the country's heat alert is extended now until Sunday morning, with some parts of the country exceeding temperatures of 40 degrees at the peak on Saturday. Luxembourg's Water Management Administration has issued a series of recommendations on how to cut down on water use during the heat wave, warning that intense heat depletes reserves faster and pushes rivers under strain. With French hospitals overwhelmed, authorities took the rarely used step of banning evening alcohol sales and public consumption in Paris starting today and into the weekend. As temperatures were expected to ease in Western Europe over this weekend, Eastern Europe was on red alert, with the mercury set to climb. The death toll from two powerful earthquakes that hit Venezuela has risen to at least 235. The quakes, which hit the north of the country within less than a minute of each other on Wednesday night, measured 7.2 and 7.5, the strongest since 1900. Very strong verification is needed in Iran following the Middle East conflict to ensure that it does not develop nuclear weapons, the UN Atomic Watchdog Chief said today. International Atomic Energy Agency head Rafael Grossi's remarks come as the United States and Iran negotiate a broader agreement to end the war, with Tehran's nuclear program a key sticking point. Turning now to sport. Ecuador upset Germany to squeeze into the last 32 of the World Cup on Thursday, while the Netherlands, Japan and the Ivory Coast advanced safely as the draw for the knockout rounds began to take shape. And a heavily changed United States lost 3-2 to Turkey in an action-packed dead-rubber clash that coach Mauricio Pochettino vowed would not derail the World Cup co-host's considerable momentum. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. It's 29 degrees now in the city, with the red alert for heat extended until at least Sunday morning. Temperatures are due to reach highs of between 36 and 38 degrees this afternoon, staying in the mid-30s well into this evening.
RTL Today traffic info.
Reports of a serious accident on the A3 between Bresham and Hesperange. No updates on that for now, but expect some delays in the area. There are 15-minute delays then on the A3 between Doudelange and Gasperish, 10 on the A6 between Sessange and Gasperish, and 6-minute delays between Dommeldange and Barreldange on the N7. Also reports of a broken-down vehicle on the A1 between Gasperish and Kirchberg, which may be causing some of those delays. Speed checks in Bashleiden on the Rue Principale, in Helmsange on the Rue Principale, in Kale on the Rue de Faubourg, and in the afternoon in Hesperange at the Allée de la Jeunesse Sacrificiée. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
Want your drinks delivered at home? Go to drinks.lu. Drinks, proud sponsors of the Lunchbox on RTL Today Radio.
RTL Today Radio.
As a pig, happy as a pig, happy as Costa go, yeah, me say what? When I roll a Costa go, yeah, me say E. Say E. When I roll a Costa go, yeah, me say.